This is Kyle Peterson with UPS Longitudes. A trend we've seen in recent years is U.S. manufacturers placing operations in Mexico. That country is an increasingly important location for the manufacturing and assembly of goods that U.S. companies want to sell in the U.S. Aerospace, high-tech, and automotive companies are flocking south of the border to seek out the benefits that Mexican manufacturing can afford. Even big names like Ford, GM, and Chrysler are concentrating some manufacturing operations in Mexico. But it's not just about convenient location and cheap labor anymore. The benefits of manufacturing in Mexico have become far more sophisticated. To tell us more about this trend, we have Derek Johnson. He's the Vice President of Segment Marketing for UPS. Derek's work with U.S. companies gives him a great perspective on the evolution and the future of Mexican manufacturing hubs that serve these industries. Derek, thanks for being here today. Tell us a bit more about your work.
Thank you, Kyle, for the opportunity. As I'm responsible for our industry segment marketing team, we are responsible for tracking the latest market trends for our global customers. Specifically, we look at the industries like automotive, retail, consumer goods, professional services, healthcare, and high tech. My team will look at the major market trends that are taking place and looking at UPS's expertise so we can help our customers develop these strategic plans to achieve profitable growth. Sometimes that's through global expansion, launching new products, or optimizing their supply chain operations.
So tell us more about these manufacturing hubs. What do they offer U.S. companies?
There are a lot of factors that spur the rise of manufacturing hubs in Mexico. Obviously, the proximity to the U.S. and Canada, as well as the relatively low costs of operating in Mexico. This makes it a very desirable location for U.S. companies that want to outsource manufacturing as well as assembly. But as you said, the nation has a lot more to offer that makes it attractive relative to locations like China, where labor and transportation costs continue to rise. Really, there are four main factors that will put this into context. The evolution of industry-specific manufacturing hubs are relatively recent in Mexico. The country has several regions that are known for expertise in various industries, including high-tech, aerospace, and automotive. Between the years of 2008 and 2013, as many as 36 aerospace factories were established in Chihuahua City. The city of Chihuahua has universities and technical schools that graduate thousands of engineers and technicians each year. These graduates enter the workforce skilled and ready to support the aerospace companies. It works the same way in other industries. Secondly, Mexico has invested heavily in its transportation infrastructure, and that makes it much easier to get parts and finished goods into and out of Mexico. Third, I would have to say the intellectual property protection of Mexico is stronger there than in other parts of the world. This is especially important for cutting-edge industries like aerospace and high-tech. And lastly, Mexico has worked hard to trigger growth by establishing free trade agreements with other nations. The country has 44 free trade agreements so far, and that's the largest network of free trade agreements in the world.
So these FTAs are really important. Let's talk about their role in advancing the rise of Mexican manufacturing, specifically NAFTA. What's been the effect of NAFTA?
I think we can trace the rise of Mexico's manufacturing hubs back to NAFTA. NAFTA also helped open the borders between Mexico, the United States, and Canada, and it really enabled these three countries to work more closely together. The proof is in the exports. In the 20 years since NAFTA's passage, Mexico's exports to the United States has increased by 465%. Foreign investment, especially in auto parts, aerospace, consumer electronics, and durables also has been strong. So yes, NAFTA is one of several very important factors that have contributed to the rise of manufacturing in Mexico. Of course, success tends to breed more success. As more companies locate manufacturing operations in Mexico, the climate for manufacturing continues to get better. Companies like UPS recognize this. We work with Mexico to bolster education and infrastructure to ensure that Mexico maintains its trajectory.
What about the Trans-Pacific Partnership? Mexico is one of 12 countries participating in these negotiations. How would TPP affect the role of Mexico as a manufacturing center?
I can only imagine that it will change things for the better. It will definitely step up the level of investment in Mexican manufacturing. In fact, Mexico stands to gain as much as 5% growth in exports and a 1 percentage point increase in its GDP. TPP partners represent a significant export growth opportunity for Mexican machinery, manufacturing goods, and products in the automobile and technology sectors. And they'll be more competitive than those sourced from non-TPP members. Benefits like reduced tariffs, enhanced customs clearance, and a more favorable trading regime will benefit TPP members. As a result, Mexico foresees being able to compete more effectively with countries like China and others in Asia that currently enjoy trade agreements with other TPP countries. TPP represents a big win for Mexico. Ratification places it and Latin America at the crossroads of international trade.
So you've described the role that FTAs have played in the advance of Mexican manufacturing, but what are some ways these agreements have helped U.S. industry here at home?
The good news is that free trade agreements are win-win propositions. U.S. trade with our NAFTA partners has unlocked opportunity for millions of Americans by supporting jobs and exports. Mexico is America's second largest export market, and together with Canada, our NAFTA partners buy more made in America goods and services than any other countries in the world. At the same time, imports from NAFTA countries have increased the competitiveness of American manufacturers, as nearly 60% of goods that the U.S. imports from Mexico and Canada are used in production of made in America goods and services.
Thanks, Derek. These are great insights. Thanks for joining us on Longitudes.
My pleasure.